This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Brave Chilean Miners. On August 5, 2010, a copper-gold mine collapsed in Chile. 33 miners were buried inside. Rescue crews began searching for signs of life immediately. They used a drill to probe underground. Family members of the miners set up Camp Hope in the desert above. 2 weeks after the accident, the drill reached the miners. The note attached was good news. All 33 men were still alive. The loved ones of the miners were elated. Engineers warned the rescue operation would be painstaking. It could take until Christmas to rescue the miners. A torpedo-shaped tube transported supplies and communication to the miners. One miner watched a video birth of his baby girl. He named her Hope. Another miner asked a friend to send his wife flowers for their anniversary. The men also watched a live soccer match on a projection screen and celebrated Chile's 200th anniversary of independence. While underground, each miner took on a special responsibility. One was a scribe, while another was a medic. One took on the role of poet. The youngest miner was 19-year-old Jimmy Sanchez. Jimmy took on the role of environmental specialist. His job was to make sure the air quality was safe. The miners also took turns chipping away at rock. Their spirits remained high, despite the darkness and heat. Video conferences helped tremendously. In the meantime, engineers worked day and night. They had to develop and dig an escape shaft. The Chilean Navy built the Phoenix. This was a capsule for pulling the miners up to safety. The president of Chile compared the last few days of the ordeal to waiting for a baby's birth. You never know when the big day is going to come. The conditions have to be perfect. The miners did not have to wait until Christmas to be rescued. On October 12th, after 70 days of darkness, the first miner was pulled to safety. It was a 20-minute journey. Within less than 24 hours, all 33 miners had surfaced safe and sound. The miners were welcomed one by one on live TV.
For a complete lesson based on this episode, join ESLLibrary.com.